Thank you. It's good to be here. Man, what a beautiful spot. Has everybody seen this magnificent moon behind us over here? It may be a little low in the sky for you right now, but it's coming, and you're going to love it when you see it. Maybe if I stall long enough, it'll rise right over the top of me. Well, that was really a nice presentation there about Gamble Rogers. We were lucky enough a couple years ago, I guess it was last year, to go down to St. Augustine and play that Gamble Rogers Festival, and it was a treat. Love those storytellers. This is a story about the banjo. A lot of people think the banjo is like a truly American instrument, but it's actually something the slaves brought over with them. And, you know, they would take an old gourd and hollow it out, string it up with some cat guts and call it a banjo and make music on it. And sometimes that was their only possession they brought with them from the other country. And my friend Daryl Scott and I got together one day and got to talking about that and decided that it deserved a song. So we took the old melody called Old Joe Clark. A lot of you probably have heard that played on a fiddle, but it's really an old banjo tune. But we put some words to it, and here they are. Little old Joe Clark, he made his mark when cotton was a king. Late at night, neath the shanty light, you could hear that banjo ring. It would ring out for the master listening on the hill. And it would ring out for the babies all sleeping quiet and still. Say round and round, old Joe Clark, make that banjo play. Round and round, old Joe Clark, until the break of day. Well, it came out of the belly of the ship of slavery. He was clinging to his banjo, but it was not on his knee. And then someone said, hey, here's a strong one, I bet you he can entertain. Well, we'll let you keep that banjo, boy, but Clark's gonna be your name. And they said round and round, old Joe Clark, play it when I say. Round and round, old Joe Clark, or we'll carry you away. Hey, round and round, old Joe Clark. Round and round. Round and round, old Joe Clark. Yes, sir. Round and Willie learned to play the melodies of Cork and County Clare. He said he even played for Lincoln once outside the courthouse square. And then he went down to New Orleans and they called him Dixieland. Hey, but everywhere old Joe Clark played, he was still just a hired hand. Yes, everywhere that old Joe played, he was nothing but a hired hand. And everybody'd say round and round, old Joe Clark, play it when I say. Round and round, old Joe Clark, I will carry you away. Hey, round and round. Round and round. Joe Clark, round and around. Oh, Joe Clark, round and there's a tomcat in the alley scaring up a fight. There's a mother softly kissing her little ones goodnight. There's peace and then there's chaos, reality and dreams. We're all trying to strike that balance between a whisper and a scream. Well, sometimes I need attention when you need left alone, and sometimes you feel like clinging when I feel like being gone. We might make love soft and tender, or we might make the rafters ring. Just as long as we meet somewhere between a whisper and a scream. Well, I know you'll be listening, don't you know I'll be there. Between a whisper and a scream, we'll find a prayer. Well, I used to blow up easy. I put my fist right through the wall, and you would shut down like a holiday, not feeling much at all. But we met there at the crossroads, going to extremes. Somehow we found each other between a whisper and a scream. Oh, thank God we found each other between a whisper and a scream. Yeah, I was watching you as you did that, and it made my words feel even better. That's a wonderful talent. But I'm going to give her a challenge on this one. You're going to have to get your fingers limbered up over there. Could use a little more of my guitar here in the monitors, please. I'm going to pick with my fingers, my bare fingers for a minute. There we go. Can't stand a collar, it makes it hard to swallow. But where you go, I'll follow. Hey, I'm a lucky dog. I can't get used to getting all this love and petting. You're about to spoil me rotten. Hey, I'm a lucky dog. Well, I used to be a homeless hound. I was running around, up and down, every street in town. But then I found you, baby, and one kiss drove me crazy. There ain't no ifs or maybes, baby, I'm a lucky dog, yeah! Wow, that was some guitar solo. I wrote this little song about the lucky dog about 15 years ago when I first came to Nashville. And right after I wrote it, made a little recording of it and gave it to my publisher. And my publisher called me back a few days and he said, "Verlin, I got some exciting news." He said, "Looks like Johnny Cash is going to record your lucky dog song." Of course, you can imagine how excited I got. You start dreaming about those royalty checks coming in, and well, I went shopping. Used my credit cards, you know, knowing that I could pay them off when them royalties came in. Well, it wasn't too many days later, my publisher called me back and he said, "Verlin, I hope you didn't get too excited." He said, "Looks like Johnny's had a little disagreement with the record company and they're not going to release your Lucky Dog song." Like I said, that was 15 years ago, and as far as I know, that song is still sitting on a shelf in a vault at Columbia Records. And in 15 years, it's been sitting there. I've not gotten to hear it. Now, just think about that for a minute. Johnny Cash, one of the all-time greats, legends of country music, of all music, recorded one of your songs, and you don't get to hear it. You don't know what that does to you, folks. This last night, I was laying over here in Lake City, my hotel room, trying to go to sleep, and all I could think about was that sound. And I was just about to drift off, and I thought I heard him. I thought I heard him say, "Well, it sets my tail to wagging. My tongue is almost dragging. I can't keep from bragging, June, I'm a lucky dog. I used to be a homeless hound. I was running around, up and down, every street in town. Yeah, but then I found you, baby, and one kiss drove me crazy. There ain't no ifs or maybes, baby, I'm a lucky dog. There ain't one if nor maybe, baby, I'm a lucky dog." Thank you. He was just like you, he was just like me. He had his elbow out the window, rolling free. In the blink of an eye, in the shifting of his load, in the middle of Proud Mary, he left the road. He saw the moments of his life pass before his eyes, every sin he'd ever sinned, and the day he was baptized. He saw his mother and his father, beautiful and young, and every girl he'd ever kissed, oh, especially that one. And he was just like you. He was just like me. He had his elbow out the window, rolling free. And in the blink of an eye, and the shifting of his load, in the middle of Proud Mary, he left the road. Saw a long dark tunnel with a beautiful light. He didn't know where he was, but he knew it felt right. He saw a wreck on the highway down below. He was somewhere between body and soul. He was just like you. He was just like me. He had his elbow out the window, rolling free. And in the blink of an eye and the shifting of his load, in the middle of Proud Mary, his mama at the ironing board and his daddy at the mill, they stopped what they were doing, and they both felt a chill. He left the road. Thank you. Yeah, one of the things about you that drives me crazy is the way you drive me crazy every day. Well, you're making me mad about you. I don't know what I'd do without you. That's one of the things about you that drives me crazy. Yeah, one of the things about you that makes me love you is the way I love you more as time goes by. Yeah, the feeling keeps getting stronger. It just keeps lasting longer. And that's one of the things about you that drives me crazy. I don't know nothing about rocket science. I don't know nothing about chemistry. I can't explain it, can't define it. All I know is I'm out of this world when you kiss me. Send me into orbit now, 5, 4, 3, 2. One of the things about you and me together is the way we go together oh so well. It's just like a sweet duet ever since the day we met. That's one of the things about you and me together. I don't know nothing about rocket science. I don't know nothing about chemistry. I can't explain it, can't define it. All I know is I'm out of this world when you kiss me. Send me into orbit now, 5, 4, 3, 2. One of the things about you that drives me crazy is the way you drive me crazy every day. Yeah, you're making me mad about you. I don't know what I'd do without you. And that's one of the things about you that drives me crazy. It's just one of the things about you and me together. It's just one of the things about you that makes me love you. Boy, y'all get the hook out and pull me off. I've lost total track of time here, so I don't know what's going on. In for a treat. Guy Clark's going to be out here in a minute. And I've been I've been lucky enough to travel around with him for the past several years, and he's taken me everywhere. It's been a fun time. I was sitting there the other night just thinking about all the places we had played and the names of these places. And there's so many wonderful names, and they just sort of started rolling off my tongue, and it felt like that ought to be a song as well. So a lot of these names of these places won't mean anything to you, but just know that every one of them are real places, and that we've been there and we had a good time at every one of them. From Poor David's in Dallas to the Gallatin Palace, the Cactus Cafe, the Palms and the Birch, the Bluebird, the Gray Eagle, the Tin Angel, Iron Horse, and of course the Grand Old Mother Church. A station in, exit in, Fruit again, Michigan, Flat Rock and Round Rock and Little Rock Jacks, Dublin to Tullamore, the Down Home and the Troubadour, long as they want us, we'll keep coming back. Hell, we ain't been everywhere, but we're trying to get there. Just let us tune up and we'll give you a set. Book us a room, we'll be in your town soon, 'cause we ain't been everywhere yet. There's the Ark and the Handlebar, Wolf Trap and the Apple Farm, Pootie's Hill Country and St. Augustine. At the foot of Denali and down on the Suwannee, and that night I can't talk about in New Orleans. On Live Freedom Radio, the Birmingham Zydeco, Reno and Conroe and somewhere in France. The bunkhouse in Brenham and the barns of Vienna and the riding arena at the real South Fork Ranch. Hell, we ain't been everywhere, but we're trying to get there. If you let us tune up, man, we'll play you a set. Book us a room, we'll be in your town soon, 'cause we ain't been everywhere yet. Yeah, the old Floribama, the Songwriterama, the Merle and the Florida festivals all. The Liberty Lunch and the Fireman's Kitchen and the Fairbanks Chief Peter John Tribal Hall. Yeah, we ain't been everywhere, but we're trying to get there. Just let us tune up and we'll give you a set. Book us a room, we'll be in your town soon, 'cause we ain't been everywhere yet. Yeah, we ain't been everywhere yet. See, the only thing here is this is not fair, 'cause she can put words in my mouth. Of course, all girls can do that, so that's... All right, here's a little tune that Guy Clark inspired me to write. It's about my mama. My mama comes from Greasy Bend, Oklahoma. It's called Greasy Bend because a bunch of hogs got sick on the banks of the Ouachita River, and they left a real nasty, slimy mess there on the banks of the river. And it became known as Greasy Bend. And my mama, whose name is Darwita, that's D-A-R-W-E-T-T-I-A, It's a Choctaw Indian name, and I believe, if I'm correct, they would say Darwetcha. But anyway, we call her, well, I call her Mom. But my mom, Darwita, she lived just about a stone's throw from that old Washita River. And while all that mess was going on over there, she sat on her front porch and she learned to play the mandolin. So when Guy told me I needed to write a song about my mother, in fact, his exact words were, "Verlin, everybody knows if you don't write a song about your mother, you won't get into heaven." So when he said that, I got to thinking about it, and the first thing that struck me was that mandolin and greasy bend rhyme. Sound like a song to me. Head down in Greasy Bend, they're picking up a storm again. The bridge across the Washita is swaying. You can hear it on the wind, hey, the music never ends. Darwita's mandolin keeps playing. Now every hobo coming up the holler would leave a certain mark upon her gate. It was a sign to all the others who might follow, saying, "Stop a while and visit, boy. She'll feed you beans and biscuits, boy, and pick some boiling cabbage in down yonder while you wait." So down in Greasy Bend, they're picking up a storm again. The bridge across the Washita is swaying. You can hear it on the wind. Yeah, the music never ends. Darwita's mandolin keeps playing. Play, mama. Yonder comes a peddler in his wagon. He's got pots and pans and lots of shiny things. Well, he promised young Darwita he would have them. Not no box of candy kisses, no, not no dolly dishes. See, her one and only wish was brand new mando strings. So down in Greasy Bend, they're picking up a storm again. The bridge across the Washita is swaying. Can't you hear it on the wind? Yeah, the music never ends. Darwita's mandolin keeps playing. My mama's mandolin keeps playing. But she plays a lot faster now, like one, two, one, two, three. Thank you. Well, I'm going to do one more for you, and it's a song that, I don't know, every time I come to Florida, I feel like playing this song. I guess it's because right after I wrote it, I debuted it here just down the road for a bunch of wonderful folks at that other festival, that Suwannee Spring Fest. That's a fun one, too. By the way, y'all are so sweet to support all of this good music around here in Florida. It's a treasure you got here, and it's good to see so many of you supporting it, and I'm glad you're able to keep this thing going this year. Because if you didn't, I'd have been sitting home this weekend doing nothing. But I played this song, and got a real nice response, and a lot of folks have asked me to do it, and I'm going to do it again. And I read a little book called The Education of Little Tree, And it's about this little Indian feller that goes to live with his grandparents. And they were still living pretty much the old ways and had the old time beliefs. And in their mind, this life is just one more step in the big picture. And you do your best. And if everything works out and you do a good job, you'll get to come back and maybe as something else and try it again, you know. And to me, that sounds like a great idea. I'm trying to do that myself. So anyway, here's the song. Once I was a Christian, I lived upon this earth. But I died and went to heaven, where I got my second birth. And then I came back as an acorn, and I grew to be a tree. And I made a mighty shade when the sun came down on me. One life I was an outlaw, and I lived up in the hills. And I'd run the alcohol to the buyers from the stills. At 100 miles an hour on some downhill mountain road, I turned into a white dove and I let go of that load. And then the last time I was through here, I was a summer wind. I whispered on your wheat fields, and then I called a cool rain in. And I carried all your laughter and your sweet old fiddle tunes right up through the rafter and sang them to the harvest moon. Once I was a singer, and music was my church. And I put myself through hell trying to write the second verse. So I came back as a chorus. See, that's the best part of the song. 'Cause all your friends remember, and they all sing along. Like the Christians and the outlaws, and like that summer wind, and like a singer to the chorus, I will come back again. Like a singer to the chorus, I will come back again. Thank y'all very much. Guy Clark is coming right out, so stay around. Thank you.